The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
I just feel sick to my stomach.
I'm cracking.
I am about to explode.
This is really hard.
They always have to have the ambulance.
Always have the ambulance.
Always.
People eat it up.
Day a minute.
Body type.
Disney.
Jesus.
This is insane.
Do you take your girlfriend of the week to the hotel that you got married at?
It is a natural continuation of what happens at night.
At night? What happens at night?
Tell me everything.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop, your guide. Wow, that was big. Your guide to meaningless sex and ugly crying in public.
Yes.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Yes,
this like
is the show for that. How are we?
Pregnant lady. This is
nothing
very cute.
Fits. So I'm really stretching over every fabric I have and putting on a blazer on top of it. I'm in sweats at the bottom. All right. Okay. Last night, oh God, it's weird. The Bachelor finally premiered and it was packed with drama and dildos. But the show we really want to see is the teaser of meltdowns, boxing matches, and hoes.
Everything is about to change.
Oh my gosh! You look so fine!
We've known that for weeks now. Who the f*** are these random ass hoes coming into the house?
Yeah. Bitch, what are you doing?
They just wanted to save the best for last.
Heather, what are you doing here? You could honestly destroy this whole thing for Matt.
Heather, I feel like I'm in a dream right now.
You already had your shot at a bachelor. Like, go home.
Listen, like, you are going to get hit with the truth.
I just feel sick to my stomach.
I'm cracking.
I am about to explode.
God, I'm just dying to talk to him. This is really hard.
You could look at every Bachelor teaser that's ever come out and just check the boxes. Did the women scream? Did the women cry? Did he cry?
Yeah.
Is there an ambulance at some point in the teaser that has
nothing? They always have to have the ambulance.
Always have the ambulance.
Always.
And it's always like someone just kind of like tripped on something and they got a cut on their knee.
Yeah, it's never anything good. It's always like, oh, she had high blood pressure, low blood sugar, something like that. It's never anything good. Like she got a broken nose because she got into it with somebody else.
Which is all we ask. Break your nose.
I get it though. For their part, I have to say, I understand not changing up a formula that works. If it works, if people watch, if people tweet, people eat it up every single time. If they were to change, people would want the old drama back. So I get it. It's still ridiculous.
Yeah. But I think it's funny that the women who got there first are like, who are these hoes? As if hoes are determined just by how early.
Right.
All right, guys. Apparently Disney likes big butts and they cannot lie. Wow, that was clever. Twitter is calling out the studio over a character named Kate with Kardashian curves. People think her tiny waist.
Wait a
big
minute.
Ass are promoting an unrealistic body type.
Disney!
Jesus!
I've always known that Disney was more of an ass guy, but DreamWorks is all about this. Hey, you go back and watch some videos.
Yep.
That's why I like Disney.
This body is
Jesus.
Crazy. Who did this? Did you
think
they have Hunter on the staff? There's some bodies on Instagram that look like this, though.
Oh, I'm in their
it's
DMs.
True.
Yeah, that's very
you
true.
Are.
I don't know. I think it's kind of funny.
Oh, my God.
I think it's funny, too.
It's funny. It's very cartoon-like.
Yeah.
I do agree that if this was the standard, and unfortunately it is, like you look at Mrs. Incredible.
Right. She's very curvy.
She got a big ass too. And I think like that's fine, but the problem is when you make it the norm and all right. the women have big butts right. and all the dudes are like triangle totally. Tops, it is unhealthy. But you have to ask yourself who's doing the animating, and it's lonely old guys sitting in an editing bay getting their rocks off to some characters.
I don't think it's lonely old guys who are doing this.
It's lonely young guys.
There's young guys. There are women in animation.
Yeah.
There are women in animation.
That's why the guys are shaped like this.
Yes. All right. JoJo Siwa is speaking out because parents are pissed over her new game, JoJo's Juice. It has kids asking each other questions like, have you ever walked in on someone naked or had someone walk in on you?
What?
Have you ever been arrested? Yeah. And have you ever gone outside without underwear?
Wait a minute.
Does not count. So anyway, this is JoJo's explanation for this. Over the weekend, it has been brought to my attention by my fans and followers on TikTok that my name and my image have been used to promote this board game that has some really inappropriate content. Now, when companies make these games, they don't run every aspect by me. And so I had no idea of the types of questions that were on these playing cards. Now, when I first saw this, I was really, really, really upset at how gross these questions were. And so I brought it to Nickelodeon's attention immediately. And since then, they have been working to get this game stopped being made and also pulled from all shelves wherever it's being sold.
All right, way to make the game not fun. Now you got some boring ass questions on there.
Well, if JoJo was, if she was really her real age instead of the age she was pretending, like 27, it would be appropriate for the older people. But since she's pretending to be this, you know, young whatever she is, this is inappropriate.
How old is she? How old do we think she is?
She's a teenager, apparently. Allegedly.
The rumor is she's 39.
Weird move. The whole thing is
these questions on the game side. Even if JoJo didn't approve it, like the people who were in charge of their teams on the game didn't say, oh, these questions might not fly for young adults.
Yeah.
Like, did you go outside in your underwear?
I felt weird reading them.
Yeah.
Have you ever been arrested?
This
is what Hunter DMs people.
This is what my first date conversations are like.
Have you ever taken money from someone's purse or wallet without asking?
That's a pretty...
This is a game of 21 questions. I cannot believe.
What grown people do when you're playing like 21 questions and taking shots. Like, this is a college game.
Yeah.
This is a good time
I would play this game with my friends in college and got drunk, strip poke or something. You know what I mean? Like...
All right, so it looks like Brian Austin Green's New Year's resolution was to call the paparazzi and continue to try to get back at Megan Fox. Oh. Brian took his new girlfriend, Sharna Burgess, on vacation to the Four Seasons Resort in Hawaii, which, plot twist, is the same place he got married to Megan in 2010. I don't know. Do you take your girlfriend of the week to the hotel that you got married at? I don't think that's what you do.
Weak.
I think you avoid locations. Yeah. That's weird. There's a lot of places that I've gone to in my past relationships that I've wanted to revisit that I love, and I just don't do it. Because you've made the memories there that you're going to have. Yeah, I mean, look, after a certain amount of time, obviously you want to go back and, you know, there's only a handful of really nice places that you want to visit and that you like.
Right.
But the first few weeks of dating, do you need to go to the hotel you got married at? I don't think so.
I think it's bad in that, one, Brian Austin Green is doing everything to get Megan's attention right now.
Right.
And it's just very clear.
So
like, if we all thought, wow, Brian Austin Green is really handling this
well and has moved on. I get that.
Big deal.
I think the intent is important. I think, like, if we really thought Brian had moved on and he wasn't trolling, it wouldn't be a deal. And also, I kind of do understand if you got married at a place, that's kind of different than just taking a vacation. Because it's like, can you really be expected to not vacation in Bora Bora?
Totally.
To Bora Bora before with somebody else?
Well, to me, the marriage thing is off limits a little bit. Like, once you get married at a hotel, don't go back there with a partner.
Or engaged.
That I can understand for sure.
Yeah. A restaurant.
Or engaged.
A restaurant's different. You get, you know, like, there's a nice restaurant in LA you used to go to all the time with your partner. Who gives a go back?
Well, no.
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely.
No. That I don't play with.
What if it's like your date night spot.
I'm usually the one putting people on.
If you're a date night spot.
Yeah, like I am the person who's getting like all my friends together, obviously pre-COVID, for the brunches. I find the new restaurants. Oh. I'm getting the happy hours. I'm putting you onto my favorite places. I wish you would pop up at my favorite restaurant with Chanubu. I'm burning down.
I wish Shauna and Brian the best of luck.
Yeah, good luck, Shauna, girl. You're going to need it because he is trying it.
It's Sharna, but I'm not going to. We don't care. It's fine.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, we don't care, girl.
Sharna, you're going to be here for a week and a half longer. I'm sorry I didn't remember your name.
We're not committing. Oh, my God. Okay, we have to take a break. But up next is all the sex on Bridgerton, hot or cheesy. Plus, can you guess why this Real Housewife is completely losing her shit?
Okay, so let's find out right f***ing now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Shonda Rhimes' period drama, Bridgerton, is a major hit on Netflix. 63 million households watched it. There is so much sex in it, and people can't stop talking about the Duke of Hastings. He is very hot. Especially this scene where he teaches Daphne all about self-exploration.
Oh.
What happens between a husband and a wife is a natural continuation of what happens at night.
At night? What happens at night?
When you touch yourself. You do touch yourself. When you are alone, you can touch yourself. Anywhere in your body, anywhere that gives you pleasure, but especially between your legs. Until the feeling grows, and eventually you reach the pinnacle.
I've seen the show.
He was asking. Might have been a different conversation.
You'd answer.
I'd be like, now what do you do? Tell me everything.
I might need to be shown.
She was just playing stupid. She knew what was up.
There's lots of Sex Hunter, so you should watch it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, finally. Yeah. I can finally watch Sex. I don't like the romance novel-y style things. Like the romance shows to me lose because it's always cheesy. Except there's like a few that do it well. But then when you do it well, it's like
I'm not a big romance TV person. I think the three of us might be jaded. Mm-mm. You know, I think we might be dating. I'm not a rom-com person. Like, I hate rom-coms. I'm not really with the cheesy. Now, you know, if there's a little tragedy in it, I might f*** with it. You know what I mean?
I love tragedy.
A little tragic love story.
Yeah. Give me some tragedy.
Yeah. Yes. Throw a little death in there. Kill
That's
the love.
True.
You know, kill the love. I might be there for it.
Yeah.
Killed that woman right in the beginning.
Yeah.
Love that part.
All right. He always takes it too far.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's always, we always are on one street and he goes left. Okay.
Yeah.
Because we're in like that. Oh, we're in like that. We have a sneak peek at tomorrow's Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, where everyone's terrified of Jen. And after Whitney gets drunk, she kind of has the balls to tell her.
I've told you from day one that I've always stood up for wrong and right, right?
Where
let
we going
me,
with
let me,
who
let
does
me
she need
talk.
To go to?
Let
okay,
me talk
okay,
same,
talk,
okay,
talk, talk.
So I'm coming to you with a loyalty.
So what the is going on?
So I was really surprised this week to hear that some of the women.
Just tell me what the f*** is going on.
Okay,
they're afraid of you.
Listen. Wow.
Listen.
Simon, they called Mary and said that they were scared of you and the way that you handled situations.
How do you believe Mary, though? F*** Mary. Okay, well, let's find out right f***ing now. Right now, I'm really f***ing pissed off.
About what?
Let's get this all out
it's
on the
not
f***ing
about
ground.
Mary.
They're scared of me, and they're talking s*** behind my back to Mary?
Well, isn't this the way to respond when people are scared of you?
That's you really disprove that.
What do they have to be scared of?
This franchise is so nuts. Whitney's voice is like one for the bucks. It's like a combination of mine,
talk?
Like up 10 octaves. It's just so like, it's, but I do like Whitney, she's fun.
This is not how you respond to people when they, if, like to me, I don't feel like that was an insult to say, they're scared of you. I think if they would have said they think you're a bad person, they, you know, they think you're horrible, they think you're a thief, you're a scammer. To me, somebody saying people are scared of you is maybe I hear it too much.
Yeah,
I'm
you
like,
literally
I don't
have a to say.
Like you, that's not a bad insult.
I feel like you do have, you're not scary by any means, but I feel like there could be people who are intimidated by you. If someone told me I was scary, I'd be like, what did I do? How did I f*** that up?
I just think that's the their issue. It's aww. Like if you're afraid of someone, that's your that's not her responsibility to make people unintimidated. If someone is intimidating to you, you figure out why you're intimidated. That's not their problem.
I love the franchise.
Look, Morgan, they're doing a good job.
That comp that somebody has come up to you and said someone's intimidated or scared of you. Does that bother you?
I feel like it's been so long. I've gotten so soft. I guess it would probably, everything bothers me if someone says something about me, right? Like, I'm always like, what do you mean? Yes. But I would react differently. I think that you're right in that way. I would not start throwing a table. Yeah. I think this is her season. Everyone keeps going after her for different things. And Mary kind of slides by on a lot of stuff. But even though she did call her grandfather. Anyway, it's a lot to unpack with these people. But she's a good character and I'm happy to watch it.
Yeah,
it makes the show interesting.
Good.
Love Housewives.
It does. Love it, love it, love it, love it when we just talk about this. Okay, and the internet is divided over this next story. A woman thought her boyfriend of 6 years was finally popping the question. He got down on one knee and made her cry, but not the right reason.
Yeah, I love you so much. It's been 6 years.
No.
Will you please?
You're beautiful.
Take these earrings.
I knew it.
Oh, he got to go. Out. He's
That's
got to go, go.
6 years?
He's got to go.
6 years and you're...
He's got to go, go.
I do want to say...
What a little bitch.
I speak for all of us.
You would do some like this.
Kind of funny.
You would never.
I would never do this because I'm an adult now. Like,
you would never do that.
If I was 22, I could see how this would be pretty funny. Like,
yeah.
You know, doing
but
it
the
like...
But the girl wouldn't expect you to propose. That's the difference. They've been together for 6 years. This is not cool.
As soon as she started crying, I'd have been like, this prank is going so f***ing well.
Yeah.
Wait till she sees the ears.
Like, why would he do that? And my whole thing is, like, even if you started the joke, as soon as she started to get teary-eyed, you got to stop. You got to read the room. Like, I just think it's mean. 6 years, she was obviously waiting on it. The good news is they are now currently engaged. So this was last year. Mm. She waited all this time to post it. So at least, you know, she finally got her ring. I don't know what kind of prize you got, though, sis.
We have to take another break, but up next, Art of Seduction, according to YouTube. We are playing Boy Bye next.
Boy Bye.
Welcome back. We've come to the part of the show where we recognize great guys out there giving out amazing love advice. Actually, we do the exact opposite of that, obviously. So it is time to play
Boy Bye.
All right, if you've gotten hit on recently working at a checkout, Coach Jesse might be to blame. The YouTube dating coach has tips to pick up a cute cashier girl, and persistence seems to be key.
Well, cashier girls are more impressed by a smooth guy than you'd at first think. Think about it. These girls don't make much money. They don't really want to be there. If you ask the cashier girl for a number and she doesn't give it to you, no worries, no sweat. You're just going to be gone for a week and then you're going to try again. Playfully, you're going to try again.
What?
You can go back and try for a number 3 or 4 times once a week and playfully ask for a number.
Don't do this. This is stalking. This is called
creepy.
Stalking. She told you no. You're telling men to go back and ask 3 or 4 times once a week?
He said that it could spike her attention.
He's a psycho. He's giving some real 911 vibes. Yeah. Don't listen to anything he's saying. I'm not sure where he's shooting this, but it looks like he might be in jail. Don't listen to him. This man might be locked up. This does not look safe.
No, not at all.
Don't do that.
But let's all admit, cashier girl's really hot. Usually. And real stubborn. It takes a while. What do you think, boy bye?
Absolutely, boy bye, go to jail, don't come back.
Yeah, boy bye, this is bad advice, because he's given this advice to all of his followers, so that's at least tens of people.
Tens of people, try one. And it's probably his mom watching.
And his
mom. Cheering him on.
Yeah.
Okay, this next pickup artist has some incredible tips as well. Tay teaches guys how to sexualize your conversations with women when you first meet them on the streets.
I do like aspects of this approach. This girl was really super hot girl. And how I opened her is I'm like, hey, excuse me, who are you? And I go for the high five. I used to do this a lot where I see a girl and I'd be like, yo, you, high five. And when she high-fived me, I'll, like, be like, damn, and do a twirl with her. This is the open. Probably, like, 5 seconds into the interaction. Then I bring her arm around to my neck.
Are you sad?
Because my cat died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's kind of gross.
So then she's like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, hi, I'm kind of sad right now because my cat died.
Okay. Does high five spin cat dying work for us or boy bye?
That got progressively worse.
I already thought the high five was a little like, eh. Then the spin, the pull in.
The arm. The
arm around the neck and the waist.
And the cat dying.
With a stranger and a lie about the cat.
It is a good lie to do though.
This should not be called boy bye. This should be called when to ask for help.
Yeah, this is
when
creepy.
To call the police.
I think what's the craziest part about this, think about how many cats this guy's buying and killing just to have this story.
Oh my God, please. This, don't make it any darker than it already is, because this is already a boy bye. And also, cut your nails. Did you see his nails? They were disgusting.
Gross. Boy bye for the nails.
And we also have some helpful suggestions on how to touch men. Matt Boggs is a dating guru who has 10 ways to touch your man that will drive him wild.
See, lots of guys, we've been conditioned to focus on the penis for sexual pleasure. But when you can begin to introduce other areas of the body for erotic experiences, it begins to connect his whole body. So one way that you can use this is during foreplay, start playing with his hands and then suck on his thumb. Many men report that their thumb, especially when you're sucking on their thumb, that's an erotic experience for them. And it signals them to sucking on something else and possibly what's to come later down in the lovemaking experience. The other way that you can use this is actually when you're making love with your man, suck on his thumb at the same time, and that links his whole body together in another way.
All right. Are we agreeing with the thumb sucker or boy bye?
Okay, well, regardless of who the audience is, do you agree with the advice? Is this something, do men like their thumb sucked?
Men are gross. We like everything sucked. Put a elbow in your mouth. We don't give a
Jesus Christ. He's not even
literally,
lying.
Literally, it all feels good. To single out the thumbs and then the trajectory of it makes them think of something else.
Yeah. Morgan, show us your thumbs.
Oh, that's how she got pregnant. Look at those suckable thumbs. Look at that. Jordan's got, I'm surprised there's still nail polish
on
there.
Get dirty with those thumbs.
All right, we are out of time and out of creepy YouTube videos, but we'll be back tomorrow night. So set your DVRs and season pass us. We'll see you guys then. Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.